New warning to take care when exercising. Exercise is good for you, right? It certainly is, at the right time and in moderation. But those exercising frequently have been warned to be on the lookout for a potentially fatal condition. It is called rhabdomyosis, otherwise known as rhabdo, and it can produce recurrent abdominal pain, which occurs when damaged muscle tissue releases its proteins and electrolytes into the blood. These can damage the heart and kidneys and cause permanent disability or even death. Exercising too frequently, jumping headfirst into a particular tough workout, or not allowing your muscles to heal after intense sets can lead to rhabdomyosis. Crushing injuries, sometimes sustained during exertion, but often suffered as a result of falls, can also cause rhabdo. Following recent research, the NHS says all patients who have lain immobile for indeterminate periods of more than 1 hour, particularly when drug ingestion, including alcohol, has been possible, are at a higher risk of rhabdo. The same can be said for those who have taken drugs, especially heroin, cocaine, and ecstasy. People with sepsis are also at risk due to toxins likely to reach the bloodstream. The four main symptoms are abdominal pain, nausea or vomiting, fever, rapid heart rate, and confusion, dehydration, fever, or lack of consciousness. But Professor William Roberts of University of Minnesota has highlighted how exercise leads to the release of kinase, an enzyme critical for metabolism, into blood. The expert told the magazine Runner's World, "Almost anyone who works out to improve performance will release or leak some creatine kinase into the bloodstream. But this becomes a problem when the muscle cell releases contents like potassium or myoglobin, which causes complications." He continued, "It is a bad idea for anyone to surprise muscles with an unexpected volume of work that is well beyond the usual level, which is one of the reasons for the 10% rule, which advises people to only gradually increase their exercise and training, since rhabdomyosis can lead to renal failure and even death from arrhythmia." Professor Roberts added, "The likelihood that you would develop rhabdomyosis is slim unless you are drastically increasing your training volume or intensity, which can cause all kinds of overuse injuries." According to the NHS Muscle Network, cases of rhabdo are rare, but are most likely caused by prolonged exertion. This includes falls, prolonged muscle compression, electric shocks, third-degree burns, and prolonged repetitive exercise with eccentric characteristics causing muscle tension, strain, and injury. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, based in the USA, said that these symptoms can appear any time after a muscular injury. They added, "For some people, symptoms might not start to appear until several days after the initial injury. If you have any of these symptoms at any time, please do not ignore them. Seek medical treatment right away. Earlier diagnosis means an earlier start to treatment and a greater chance of recovery without permanent health effects."